is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in, Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Pringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls. Good.
Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Fixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to all of you. We've got one heck of a matinee. It's Fort Loramie entertaining Minster, the best in girls Division IV basketball in the state of Ohio. And I say that, Chuck, because Minster and Fort Loramie were on a collision course to play in the state championship a year ago. I think I'm pretty well qualified to make that comment about these two programs in D4. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are at Fort Loramie. We've got a good afternoon of girls basketball action for you. Chuck, it should be a dynamite contest.
Well, it always is.
Yep.
I mean, these two teams, they're what, about 5 miles apart? They know each other intimately. They see each other all summer. It's a bragging rights thing. Taking last year out of the equation, the Minster Wildcats are two-time defending state champions in Division IV.
Yep.
Fort Loramie was heads above everybody else in Division IV girls basketball last year.
Yep.
Coming into the state tournament, but the battle with Minster would have been just something worth the price of admission, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. 3 years ago, Minster won it all, beating Fort Loramie in regional tournament play in back-to-back seasons. Interestingly enough, over the last 10 years, 10 seasons of girls high school basketball for Fort Loramie and Minster, these two teams have met 14 times, 10 in the regular season, 4 in tournament play. And as I alluded, Minster beat Fort Loramie in the 18-19 regional and in the 17-18 regional. Fort Loramie defeated Minster. Did I say that right? Minster beat Fort Loramie in 18-19 and 17-18. And Fort Loramie defeated Minster in the 15-16 and 10-11 regions. 2-2 in tournament play the last 10 years. They are 5-5. They've split 10 games right down the middle in the regular season. 7-7, that says it all. It is a battle head-to-head that's deadlocked. These two clubs are about as even as they can be, year in, year out. No exception here in 2020-21.
Well, you got kids that sit and watch the program as youngsters, and they want to be a part of it. You've got two coaches that are outstanding coaches, X's and O's, but they're also smart enough to know that they go down and they deal with the younger kids, get to know those younger kids, but more importantly, get those younger kids to know them, and they want to play for them someday. So they do the work, and that is why these two programs are where they are right now, because of the two coaching staffs.
Very good point. Well said. Last year at the outset of the regular season, these two clubs locked horns, and Fort Loramie clobbered Minster at the Wildcats gym 47-19. Both teams got better over the course of the year. Minster vastly improved. In fact, Minster in the regional tournament had outstanding games. Blitzed Havlin Wayne Trace 65-30, did the Minster girls 1 year ago in the regional. Knocked out a talented Toledo Christian team that has everybody back this year. That final was 58-50. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie routed Danville in a regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler and then pulled away from Cincinnati Country Day late in the fourth quarter to advance to the state tournament. The two teams were in opposite brackets 1 year ago at Columbus. Fort Loramie was to play Willoughby Christian, and Minster was to play Beverly Fort Fry. Minster probably had the weaker of the two foes in that state semifinal. And no doubt the two clubs would have met head-to-head in the state championship. It didn't happen. So here we are in 2021. Let's hope this year is completed all the way to the hilt, and we have a state Final Four for girls D4 in the month of March. It got cut short last year, on the Thursday of the state tournament?
Yeah, I was on my way to Columbus, and I was when I heard, and I had a lovely suite at the Blackwell. I was planning on settling in for the weekend and watching Anna, watching Minster, watching Fort Loramie, and unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. So I'm looking around the gym. I thought maybe they'd bring the state championship trophy here from Columbus and go ahead and give it to the winner of the game today, but I guess they're not going to. Well, we've got a good crowd. We're meeting protocols. The gym seats, what, 2,200, 2,300 here at Fort Loramie. It can seat the max 300 according to the protocol stipulations, and I'm sure there will be that full 300 here in the gym today. 6-0 by way of record for Fort Loramie here in 2020-21. Minster just 2-0 so far this season. And Chuck, does that make a significant difference? Loramie having played four more games already here at the outset of the campaign?
Well, I think it does a little bit for most teams, but if you take a look at Minster's roster, they've got Ivy Wolf, who's in her 11th year here at Minster now. And then you got Janae Hoing, who's been starting since she was a freshman.
Her 10th year.
Yep. And then you've got Ella Mesher, a junior, that you kept telling me about her, and I said, well, I want to see her play. Well, I saw her play Tuesday night against New Bremen.
Yep.
That young lady is outstanding. So they are a three-headed monster this year. It's not just the two young ladies now. It's just three of them, and they've all got all kinds of experience. So I don't think two games is gonna make a big deal that they have not played that many games.
Ivy Wolf has scored 30 and 20, 50 points in the two meetings so far for Minster. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie is getting very good balanced scoring, coming off a win against Botkins earlier this week by a score of 48-30. Corinne Heitkamp and Jaden Putoff scored 11 each. Dana Rose chipped in with 10. I think Fort Loramie's success is going to rest in far more than Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher. The supporting cast for those two young ladies have talent, and they need to emerge, continue to improve, and they have provided spark so far this season. Caitlin Gaston at the point has been a very pleasant surprise. Head coach Carla Siegel knew what Caitlin could do, but that club is hers now, out front. She's the boss.
Yeah, and she is a good point guard, and she'll give you some scoring, but that's gravy.
Yep.
You don't care, but it's nice because she gets her feet set. She's a really good three-point scorer. She is the best on-ball defender that I've seen so far in girls this year. I love to see somebody that takes the point guard and turns them and makes them work, and that's what she's going to have to do to Minster today, because if you lose somebody on that perimeter, you lose Wolf, you lose Hoing, you might as well, the scorekeeper, put the 3 points up and everybody start running to the other end, because they're going to make more than they miss if you let them set their feet.
Yeah, you alluded to turnovers. That was a major difference in the game we covered on Tuesday night, or I should say on Thursday night, when Minster beat New Bremen by a final score of 56-48. New Bremen turned it over far more than Minster.
Yeah.
Minster was tenacious on defense. It'll be a battle royale here this afternoon. Which defense does a better job and turns over the other offense a little more?
No doubt about it. I mean, when we watch Loramie, they kind of sleptwalk. Is that a good word? Sleptwalk through the first half of that Anna game. Second half, they went out and played some half-court trap. They put on some full-court pressure. They did an outstanding job of pressuring Anna, and I think Anna scored something like 8 or 10 points in the second half.
Right, right. Ivy Wolf with 20 for Minster against New Bremen on Thursday. Ella Mesher, about whom you spoke, Chuck, had 13, looked very good. Janae Hoing popped in 10, and we thought Bryn Oldegies, who's about 6 feet tall, played well in addition for Minster, giving Minster a lot more size than you might imagine. It's a club, as you've alluded, Chuck, that's far more than Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing.
Well, Bryn Oldegies is not going to give you a ton of offense, and they're not looking for her, too. But she's a big body inside, tall, good long wingspan. And Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher, when they've run into teams that give them some size on the inside, sometimes they, to me, get a little soft. They don't go up strong, hard with the ball. They did that, I thought, against that zone against Anna in the first half, and they're going to have to avoid that tonight. They don't want to get behind this team.
Very good point. Jaden Putoff, Corinne Heitkamp, Caitlin Gasson, Colleen Brandewey, probably the X factors for Fort Loramie. If head coach Carla Siegel gets 30 points from those four young ladies, Fort Loramie's probably right in this game and has an excellent chance to win it.
Mike Wiss, fifth-year head coach at Minster. Wow, what a job he has done. 27 years as the mentor of the baseball program. Three state championships in the last 13 years for Mike at Minster. It's so fun to watch these two head coaches strategize throughout the game. These two programs grow through the year, week by week by week. They're always playing their best basketball in February and March.
Yep.
But there's a lot on the line today here. This is a big-time Route 66 rivalry between Fort Loramie and Minster.
They have, what I like is that they don't yell. The two coaches don't yell. I mean, if they have to tell you, they tell you to your face as you come off. You can tell if they're not happy.
Teaching.
I assume Mike Wiss probably has the girls up in the batting cage a little bit during the season, getting ready for softball season. But no, they're outstanding. Their demeanor, their knowledge, and you can just tell these girls love playing for both of them.
Right on the money. Spot on with that comment. Minster Fort Loramie should be a fantastic girls basketball game here this afternoon from Fort Loramie. And we are so pleased that our scoresbroadcast.com online audience and our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM radio audience can join us for all the action. So many thanks to our terrific scoresbroadcast.com underwriting sponsors. Our anchors are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region once again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner back in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thanks to Local for getting us off the ground 15 years ago. Couldn't have gotten started without the support and assistance from Local. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of that great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank, online at osgoodbank.com. That's osgoodbank.com, a new underwriting sponsor. Along with SecureCom in Minster, also brand new here on scoresbroadcast.com. SecureCom, 1E, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And we salute Brookins in Fort Loramie. This is Saturday. You know what that means. Marinated pork chops tonight at Brookins. You better get there early. You've got savory sandwiches to choose from, meaty and cheesy homemade pizza, mouth-watering roasted chicken. But at the top of the list on Saturday nights, marinated chops. Right, Chuck?
I would be eating chicken, but I have no problem watching the people eat those pork chops because they do look good. Dave Ross is here, so get there early because I know he gets there and has a few.
Right. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Marinated pork chops special tonight at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Tell Carl Arnes there at Brookins you heard all about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you guys have the plug-in for the play-by-play with NFHS?
I don't have it. If you give it to me, I know where to plug it in.
At Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love.
I think
phone 937-492-6730. Arrange your visit with our furniture and design experts at Goffney in Sydney. That's 492-6730. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and some of everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. We've got bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds at Goffney. Goffney's popular. Whoops. Sorry for the interruption. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, so popular that the store attracts customers throughout West Central Ohio and from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to Dayton to Columbus. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at GoffneyFurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered. Starting lineups in the tip in a moment. Fort Loramie and Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Playing of the national anthem complete here at the Fort Loramie High School gym, and we are seconds away from the opening tip of this big early season girls confrontation between Fort Loramie and Minster. The new underwriting sponsor, SecureCom.com in Minster. At SecureCom, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable, from fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance. SecureCom does it all. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for many years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. Your pros in protection.
Number four, the 5'10" senior guard.
Starting lineups being introduced first for the Minster girls.
Number 12.
Head coach is Mike Wiss in year number 5. It is Ivy Wolf at guard, a 5'10" senior. She is joined out front by Jenna Euchre, a 5'8" senior. She gets the starting nod here in this game.
Number 6 foot senior coach,
Janae Hoing, at a guard position for the Minster girls.
Janae stands at 5'9" tall. She is a senior. Janae going to Finley, Ivy to Miami in Oxford.
6 foot junior.
And along the front line, Ella Mesher, a 6 foot junior forward. She is in the starting lineup along with Bryn Oldegies, a 6 foot tall senior. So Mesher and Oldegies both stand at 6 feet, and they will give Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher a big handful in this game tonight. Now the lights are dimmed here at Fort Laramie, Chuck, and I can't see.
I should have brought my night light. I didn't think about that.
Well, we know who is starting for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Caitlin Gasson and Corinne Heitkamp out front. Jaden put off at a wing. Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose at a forward spot and in the pivot interchangeably. Colleen is a 5'7" junior. Or I should say Caitlin Gasson is a 5'3" and senior. Corinne Heitkamp a 5'6" senior. Kenzie Holscher a 6 foot senior. Dana Rose, a 6'1 senior, and Jaden Putoff, a 5'10 senior. In this game here today, Chuck, we've got three outstanding All-State performers from 1 year ago. Ivy Wolf was first-team All-State D4. Dana Rose was second-team All-State D4. Janae Hoing, third-team All-State D4.
And I look out there at Ivy Wolf, and they call her 5'10". And if she's 5'10", then the Oldegies girl is 6'7". So.
You're saying Ivy is maybe close?
I'm saying she's not 5'10". I'll give her 5'8".
Right, okay. Okay.
They got her listed 5'10" in the program, too.
Yeah, Ivy Wolf was our Local Equipment highlight player on Thursday night. We talked about her at the half. And she's headed to Miami.
I'll tell you what I liked about her Thursday night. She got three fouls in the first half, and she never came out on the floor and tried to force to get her points.
No, nope.
She still let the game come to her, and she ended up with 20.
She played within herself. And, in fact, during that stretch when she wasn't forcing things, Minster widened the lead. Fort Laramie wins the tip to start the game. It goes to Jaden Putoff, driving, shooting, missed it, no good. Rebound, step back, yes, Dana Rose. And right out of the chute in the opening 10 seconds, the Fort Laramie girls open with a goal to lead it 2-0. Here's Ella Mesher feeding down inside to Ivy Wolf. Look at her go to work. Wow, with the left hand. That was a post-up move. Mesher out high. We saw a glimpse of that on Thursday night. Mesher down deep below the basket to Ivy Wolf. And when Ivy posts up, Fort Laramie has got their hands full because Ivy can maneuver.
Well, she's a shooter, but she is a solid, strong girl, and she's got a good base, and she does a nice job. When she gets into the paint, she's a tough stop.
Yeah, and you can bet that was a drawn-up play from the get-go by head coach Mike Wiss of Minster. Here is Fort Laramie challenging Minster's defense with a drive, baseline right, and it's a defensive foul, common, ball out of bounds to Fort Laramie.
That's on Hoing.
Janae Hoing picks it up. Here's the ball inbounded by Fort Laramie to the cutter, Dana Rose, who was barreling down the lane, and the ball hit her fist, went out of bounds to Minster. We played 50 seconds here in the opening stanza, tied at 2. Dana Rose a bucket, Ivy Wolf a bucket. So appropriate that the two All-State performers start the scoring here today. Minster in the road black, orange numerals outlined in white, Fort Laramie the home white, with black numbers trimmed in red. 6:51 left to go here in the first quarter. Here is a steal by Fort Laramie, taken away by Gasson down the floor to Holscher. She meets resistance at the other end and walks as a result. 6:44 left to go, opening period. We're tied up at 2. Janae Hoing brings it down. Fort Laramie not pressuring Minster like it might other clubs on the schedule.
Well, they will pressure them, but right now they don't usually pressure right in the beginning of a game. They like to throw it as a surprise.
Here's Jenny Euchre on the arc for Minster. Now to Ivy Wolf straight away. Look at her on the pogo stick, bouncing, dribbling, right down the pike to the rim for 2. Ivy Wolf has been held in check pretty much
in the three previous years by Fort Loramie. I think she's averaging, Chuck, in the mid-teens in games against Fort Loramie three previous seasons. But, boy, she could have a breakout game for 25, and that would spell defeat for Fort Loramie.
Well, they had 2 years ago, I remember, in this gym, and she was a sophomore, and she had a chance to win the game, missed a couple of free throws, and I guarantee you that she has improved her game immensely just because of those two free throws.
Right. Fort Loramie just turned it over, and Janae Hoing spots up on the arc. Let's fly a triple. No good off the back brace. The rebound, Karen's into the corner, touched last by Corinne Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. 4-2 Minster, 5:58 to go opening quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores Broadcast audience, WMVR audience, radio station in Sydney. WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, simulcasting. Oh, what a tremendous post-up move by Bryn Oldiges over Jaden Putoff. Bryn caught it, spun, and kissed one in off the window perfectly.
Well, I said she was not really an offensive threat. She pointed at me as she ran down the floor. That was a nice move.
Oh, I read her lips, she said.
That's for you, Chuck.
She said, did you see that, Chuck?
That was a nice soft post play right there.
Oh, sure was. Six straight points by Minster. Fort Loramie with the ball in the corner. It's Corinne Heitkamp being guarded tightly by Jenny Euchre. And the ball is batted out of bounds by Minster. 5:19 to go, first quarter. 6-2. Minster over Fort Loramie. Redskins got a goal in the opening 15 seconds, have not scored since. Here's Kenzie Holzer posting up in the lane. Spin move by her. Banked it off the glass right through. 6-4, Minster leads. Field goal by the Redskins. Stopped the streak of six in a row for Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf in the corner. Goes baseline, eludes a couple players, then throws it way back out on the arc to Euchre. Euchre, right corner, Oldiges. Minster trying to post up Ivy Wolf frequently here in the first 3 minutes plus of this game. Fort Loramie pokes it out of bounds.
They doubled her the last time down here, and she had two people on her on the perimeter. She used a move and got by both of them.
Janae Hoing, top of the circle, bouncing it with the left into the lane on the arc to Euchre. She overshoots a three ball, weak side rebound by little Caitlin Gasson, nearly fouled, rolled it to a teammate. And that was Colleen Brandewey who got the board. Good hustle by her. Up the floor to Holzer. 4:35 to go, first quarter. Holzer dribbling out of Dana Rose out high, picked up by Ella Mesher. 6-4 Minster. Rose at the elbow on the right, retreats. Comes near side to Gasson. 4:16 to go, opening quarter. 6-4 Minster. Here's Rose. Here's Corinne Heitkamp. Left side it goes to Colleen Brandewey. Hands off on the play to Holzer straight away. Now Caitlin Gasson forced out high by Ivy Wolf. Here's Caitlin driving down the right side of the lane. Flips up a runner from 10. It skips off the rim. Touched last by Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Defense from Minster preventing touches from Dana Rose and Kenzie Holzer so far. 6-4 Minster. Wildcats will bring it down. Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing signaling a play of some sort. Ball thrown outside the arc of the left to Euchre. Deep left corner behind the screen. It is Janae Hoing overshooting, airballed it so badly that Ivy Wolf was able to trace down the rebound opposite side of the court. Ivy's got it. Now Janae Hoing. Janae on the dribble. It's been pretty much a defensive tussle so far. Ivy takes Holzer into the lane. Fumbled the ball. Flipped it back out of the arc to Euchre. Picked up there by Gasson. Poked away by Gasson. Gotten back by Euchre. We may have a jump eventually. Or do we have a foul? Oh, my goodness. That's a tough personal foul to take there on Fort Loramie. Kara Meyer on the floor. 5'6 junior for Fort Loramie. She picks up the personal. 3:15 left, opening quarter, and Minster throws it out of bounds. Mesher tried to find teammate Jenny Euchre, who was not looking.
She found Coach Shadow, and he was open.
3:12 to go, first quarter. 6-4, Minster up a field goal. In backcourt, Kara Meyer to Corinne Heitkamp. She strides across for Fort Loramie. Here comes the double team. Look out. She's pinned between sideline and center court. Then the ball was thrown down inside to a cutting Kara Meyer. She eluded everybody, got behind the defense, and scored.
Nice pass by Holster that time. Good find.
Game tied at 6. Minster hasn't scored in more than 2 minutes. 4 in a row by Fort Loramie. Here's Jenny Euchre 30 feet away. Euchre, high-low lob down into Mesher. Catches, puts it up with the left. It rolls in for Minster. Good pass, soft touch by Ella Mesher.
Good catch in traffic.
8-6, Minster up 2. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Corinne Heitkamp, 25 feet out. Hands it off on the play to Colleen Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Here's Corinne, dribbling. Below the foul line. Now Mesher, or I should say Holscher, spin move, 10-footer, danced off the back iron. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Kenzie got the look she wanted, Chuck.
Yeah, she had to work really hard to get it, though.
2:06 to go here in the first quarter, 8-6 Minster. Fort Loramie substituting freely. Minster substituting as well. We are right at the two-minute mark of the first period. Only 14 points scored between the two. Outside the arc on the right with the ball is Mason Pohl, 5'11 senior for Minster, who played well on Thursday against New Bremen. Ball pitched to the post. Hacking foul against Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie.
That's why you never come down on the ball. You come up from the bottom, and the official won't call that.
5'10 senior Dana Pringer, a very good defensive performer, in now for Minster. Three fouls so far in the first quarter, two on Fort Loramie. Here is Pringer with the ball high right. Hits Ivy Wolf in the top of the circle. Wanted to turn the corner, but Fort Loramie shut her off. Ivy still dribbles, backs up and shoots a long 27-footer. No, skimmed off the rim. Loose ball rebound, Janae Hoing, though, for Minster. Minute 26 to go in the first. 8-6 Minster. Janae hemmed in the corner. Goes Ivy Wolf baseline. She's below the backboard. Ball kicked out by Fort Loramie. Minute 20 left in the first. 8-6 Minster. Inbounding the basketball for Minster is Ivy Wolf, lobbing behind the arc to Janae Hoing. Hoing's got it 25 feet away, picked up by Caitlin Gasson. Now coming out to greet Janae is Ivy Wolf. Kenzie Holscher's got that assignment. Little screen and roll from Dana Pringer, but the pass to her not there. Then Ivy hands off on the arc to teammate Corinne Meyering, who's in now, 5'9 junior. Ivy collects it, backs up and shoots. That one's out of her range, 28 feet away, short. Rebound Dana Rose. It's Holscher. It's Rose. And we've got a foul. Driving down the lane goes Dana. Slapped on the arm. Wasn't shooting, I don't believe.
No.
Foul's on Hoing. That's her second.
Two on Janae Hoing.
And that's a factor. Janae Hoing's got a couple of fouls here in the first 7 minutes plus, 46.3 to go.
She's a good scorer, but she also plays great defense and handles the basketball, so she's a triple threat.
8-6, Minster, ball lobbed in top of the circle, put off, steps back and buries a long deuce. We're tied at 8, Jaden Putoff, beautiful looking shot. Last couple of trips down the floor, Fort Loramie has forced Ivy Wolf a little bit out of her element. She has taken shots closer to 30 feet, Chuck, than 20. Here's Ivy barging down the lane, cluster of people in the paint, and guess who comes out of there with it? Caitlin Gasson for Fort Loramie on the theft. Hits a trailer, driving layup for Fort Loramie, in and out. Oh, Brandewee couldn't get it to go. Rebound Minster, Dana Rose over the back on the foul.
Wow. That was a nice pass, and I think Brandewee just was a little surprised she was that open.
Well, the shot by Colleen on the dead run in a little bit of congestion hit the backboard, the rim twice, fell off. 10 seconds left, opening period, tied at 8. Minster's got it. It's in the hands of guess who? Ivy Wolf. Wolf veers left, gives up the basketball, goes baseline left to a teammate, Mason Pohl, who tries a reverse layup at the buzzer, blocked by Fort Loramie. Nothing decided. 8-8, Fort Loramie and Minster girls on scores, broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMDR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Oh, we've got a good game cooking, a fine matinee on this Saturday here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 8, Wildcats 8. Best girls Division IV basketball in Ohio. Here is Corinne Heitkamp on the arc after getting the basketball that was inbounded, threw it down inside, hooked away by Minster, and then Minster heaves it down the floor to Ivy Wolf, and Ivy Wolf can't track it down, goes beyond the end line. She flicks it back into a Loramie player who's fouled. Action frenetic here in the first 17 seconds of the second.
That foul's on Mesher. That's only her first.
Here is Gaston in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Gaston with a left-hand dribble. Strides up ahead. Picked up by Corinne Meiring. Throws into the right corner. No good. Passes out of bounds. Colleen Brandewy checking back in for Fort Loramie. So it's Rose Holscher, Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewy, Caitlin Gasson for Fort Loramie, Ivy Wolf, Mason Pohl, Ella Mesher, Bryn Oldiges on the floor here for Minster. And I'll pick up the fifth player, Corinne Meiring. 7:20 left in the second, 8-8 tie. Here's Mesher lobbing to Oldiges in the lane, caught it, flipped it right back to Mesher, who goes left corner to Pohl. Pohl 25 feet away, picks up her dribble, needs help. Bounce pass on top to Corinne Meiring. Meiring a 5'9 junior. Minster stymied somewhat in this offensive set. Good defense from Fort Loramie. Pohl comes out to catch straight away. Near side pass goes to Corinne Meiring on the weave. It's Ivy Wolf through the top of the key. Wants to turn the corner and drive. Can't. Lob down inside to Mesher. Shot blocked by Dana Rose. Great defensive play by Dana to Holscher. Down the floor to Rose. Look out. Layup. Good. Foul against Minster. Oh, that was stellar.
That was a good break that time. And I'll tell you what, Rose took a heck of a bump and still put the ball in the basket.
That was finally executed by Fort Loramie. Loramie led 2-0. First lead by Loramie since. Now 10-8, make it 11-8. Three-point play converted by Dana Rose. 6:36 to go, second quarter. Redskins up three. Ivy Wolf on the arc. Holscher draws that assignment right now. Now Corinne Meiring. Now to Mason Pohl, who comes out to the top of the key to Mesher at the elbow on the right. Look at Ella go to work. Below the foul stripe. Turns. Shot deflected by Dana Rose. It's loose on the floor. Fort Loramie's got it. Reaching in is Minster from behind.
Another block inside that time. Loramie has picked up. They haven't gone in any kind of a trap yet, but they picked up their man-to-man defense. Playing outstanding right now.
They sure have. Intensity by Fort Loramie's D is on the money. It's glue-like. And Minster's had difficulty at the offensive end. Minster had 6 points in the game's first 3.5 minutes.
Well, this is where Kenzie Holscher comes in, because she is 6 feet tall and can still guard Wolf on the perimeter.
Right. Over the last 6.5 minutes of play now, Minster has been limited to two. Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie, ill-advised, intended for Dana Rose, broken up and stolen by Minster. Euchre got the deflection.
Well, you set a play up, but you can't run. If it's not there, you can't force it.
Right. Here's Ivy Wolf, 25 feet away. Herky jerky move into the lane, spinning around one player, a second player. Block, taken away. Dana Rose deflected to Colleen Brandewey. Corinne Heitkamp goes below the backboard on the baseline and stepped out. Fort Loramie's defense right now, Chuck, amazing.
Well, she finally got the corner turned, and she got around Holscher, she got around Rose, and Brandewey came over and blocked her shot.
But Fort Loramie couldn't capitalize at the other end.
No, they've got to be stronger with the ball. That was Heitkamp. She's just got to be stronger.
5 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Second quarter, Fort Loramie 11, Minster 8. Minster led 6-2 in the first 3.5 minutes or so. Outside the arc on the right, Janae Hoyne. Step back three ball. It's online. Short, though. Weak side rebound. Yanked down by Fort Loramie. Foul called over the back, Minster.
I think it's 1-1. I think that was the seventh.
Close to the 1-1. That's either the sixth or the seventh.
Whoever's running the clock got that six up there quickly.
That was good board work on that last play by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it was Clara Gephardt. It was Gephardt. She did a nice job of boxing out.
Yep, Clara in off the bench, 5'10 senior. Top of the circle, Brandewey for Fort Loramie, which is up three. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Baseline left, open player. Shot missed, much too strong, but Kara Meyer, easy rebound to Minster. Jaden Putoff gets set to come back in for Fort Loramie. Here's Janae Hoyne, top of the key. Slides down the left side of the lane. Another deflected shot by Fort Loramie's defense. Loose ball rebound to Minster, and then a reach in against Fort Loramie.
That's got to be at least five blocks now.
Dana Pringer snared the ball after Fort Loramie got a piece of it on the shot. Pringer was fouled. Minster gets a timeout. 11-8 Fort Loramie. 4:46 left, second quarter. Very low scoring, tightly played defensive game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
And a great deal of gratitude to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. We say hello to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Custom Foam, we thank you so much. Well, after the timeout, Minster inbounds in the right corner. Deep three, misses short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Little give and go. Brandewey gave it up, got it back.
Nice.
Hit a teammate driving in for two. Kara Meyer from the right corner, tight rope the boundary below the rim. Got a good dish from Brandewey, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it was Brandewey. I'll tell you, she's playing really well.
13-8, Fort Loramie by five. Biggest lead in this game. Minster once led by four. Cross-court pass, top of the circle, Mason Pohl. Outside the arc on the left, Ivy Wolf. Two white shirts chasing her. Ivy gets around him down the lane. Missed the gimme. Rebound, Dana Rose. Outlet to Brandewey. Stops on the arc. Behind her to Dana for three. Swish! Dana Rose, a long one. Fort Loramie's doubled the count, 16-8. Dana Rose was trailing that break. It was a secondary break before Loramie. Dana Rose was behind. Redskins found her. She let it fly. It went right down through the cylinder. And Fort Loramie now boasts a 16-8 lead with 3:42 left here in the second quarter.
Well, they picked up the half-court pressure defense, and Minster looks a little shaky right now handling the basketball.
And I'll tell you what, Chuck, ever since the first couple of minutes, Fort Loramie has done an A1 superior job defensively on Ivy Wolf.
Yep, and they haven't even seen Loramie's half-court trap yet.
Here's the weave out front. Euchre for Minster gives it up to Ivy, 25 feet away. Deep left corner, Janae Hoing. She tries the three ball. It is short, no good. And the rebound bobbled out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minster will throw it in. Janae's shooting has been off.
Yeah, and that was a good look that time. She had a real good look from the corner.
Here's Ivy Wolf inbounding. Lobbing into the lane to Oldegies. Now to Mesher at the elbow on the left. Here's Ivy Wolf straight away. Picked up by Holscher. Ivy caught it. Almost went into her shot. Kenzie forces Ivy to give it up. Into the left corner to Mesher. Mesher spin move. Hands off to Wolf. It goes baseline. Cut off now by both Rose and Holscher. Out back to Janae Hoing for Minster. Tries a crossover dribble in front of Kara Meyer, who knocks it away. Picked up by Gasson. Lead out to Kara. Driving layup, no. Stick back. Rose is good. Dana Rose on the follow. Fort Loramie playing great basketball right now, leading 18-8.
That's how you run the floor. Good things happen.
Janae Hoing, Ella Mesher, foul line for Minster. Throws it out of bounds in the corner. Intended for Ivy Wolf. And the Wildcats are rattled. 2:44 to go, quarter number two. Boy, Fort Loramie with deflections, blocks, steals, and running the break in transition beautifully.
Well, when Minster even gets a corner turn, they're still starting to look now because they've been getting their shot blocked when they get the ball to the basket.
Tell you what, Chuck, if Dana Rose was second team All-State last year, she's playing like first team here this afternoon.
She's had quite a spurt in the last 5 minutes.
Here's Caitlin Gasson for a three from the right corner. No, strong weak side rebound. Kara Meyer, though, for Fort Loramie. 2:14 to go. Second quarter.
I remember Kara from JV last year. She was a good basketball player.
Indeed. Here's Caitlin Gasson between the rings. Picked up by Euchre. Right side pass put off. Ball rotated to Meyer. Down inside to Rose. Reverse layup. Hangs on the iron. No. Tip. No. Rebound by Minster. Good job on the board by Ella Mesher. Fort Loramie missed a chance there to go up 12. Tough shot in traffic. Dana can make that, though. Here's Mesher, left corner for Minster. Threw a lot of players, nearly walked. Baked in a seven-footer. Fine maneuver, Ella Mesher for Minster.
Have to go to the monitor on that one.
A little walk, I think, traveling music.
She walked. She might have got bumped, so we'll just give her the basket.
Okay. 18-10, Fort Loramie by 8. Here's a baseline J by the Redskins. It is in and out. Oh, Kara Meyer had one go down through the iron and snap away. Minster got the rebound. Dana Rose on a steal at midcourt. Drives and scores with the left hand. That was terrific.
Wow.
What a play by Dana Rose. I don't know if I've seen a better second quarter by one player, Chuck, in a girls' game in a long time.
Yeah, she got quite the bump on that one and just went to her left hand, laid it in. You know, and we thought against Anna, of course, against that 2-3 zone, it changes things up. But we didn't think she was playing quite as strong as we'd seen her in the past. Tonight she is.
20-10, Fort Loramie. A minute 14 to go in the second quarter. Dana Rose at the stripe, a three-point play opportunity. She arches it up and in, all court. She tickled the twine on that one.
11-point quarter.
My goodness, she sits down. Probably for the duration of the first half, she'll get an extended break at intermission. 21-10 now. Fort Loramie leads it. 108 to go here in the first half. Minster scored 6 points in the first 3.5 minutes. And my goodness, Chuck, in the last, 12, only four. Here's a strong post-up move by Mesher down inside. She's bodied by two Fort Loramie white shirts and lays it up short. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie.
That was really good defense by Gephardt.
Sure was. Redskins' calling card has been defense and running the break in transition. Led by Dana Rose. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Gasson top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Right side to Kenzie Holscher. Looks for the cutter. Corinne Heitkamp can't find her. Here's Holscher squeezing off a runner. Baseline right. Overshot it. Rebound Oldegies of Minster. 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Here comes Ivy Wolf. Head of the key. Picked up by Holscher. 17, 16, 15. Ivy motions, wants a screen from Oldegies. Ivy's going to keep it. She's got it on the bounce, 35 feet away. Now gives it up to Mesher, left side Hoing. They look for Wolf to cut her, bobbled by Janae. Four ticks left. Oldegies to a teammate. Long three ball. It is rimming in and out. Hoing shot wouldn't go. It dipped in, dipped out. Buzzer sounded, ending the first half. Fine defense by the Fort Loramie Redskins over the last quarter and a half, and Fort Loramie has held Minster to 10 over two quarters of play. The Fort Loramie girls 21 and Minster 10. It's our radio station break time. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We are speaking to you from here at Fort Loramie Girls basketball action on this Saturday afternoon. And the Redskins lead the Minster Wildcats by a count of 21-10 with a sparkling second quarter. It's online break and radio break time. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
An excellent second quarter turned in by Fort Loramie. Chuck, our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Dana Rose was marvelous in the second eight-minute period.
Oh, she was terrific. Lormey outscored them 13-2 in the second quarter. They have a 14-8 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Wildcats turned it eight times. Lormey turned it six times. They turned it five times in the first quarter, only one time in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, Minster has not gone to the line. Lormey only been there twice. Dana Rose 2-for-2. Individual scoring for the Wildcats, not a lot. Ella Messers 4, Ivy Wolf 4, and Bryn Oldegies has 2. They scored 8 and 2, 10 points for the half. Lormey, on the other hand, led by Dana Rose with 13, 11 of those in the second quarter. They got 4 from Kara Meyer off the bench, 2 from Holscher, 2 from Putoff. They scored 8 and 13, and they lead it 21-10 at the half.
Chuck, describe for me and our listeners just what in the world Fort Lormey is doing to bottle up Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing.
Well, what they're doing with Ivy Wolf is they're guarding her with a 6-foot girl with quickness and long arms, and when she does get the corner turned, they've had either Brandewy or Rose back there.
Yep.
She's not getting a free look to turn and look to the basket. They're coming and helping, and I guarantee you that's not a coincidence. That's what they've been talking about. She's had her shot blocked 3 times in the first half.
Yep.
Janae Hoing is getting some good looks because they're really spending so much time on Wolf. She's just not hit him yet.
No. And Ivy, in frustration, backed up and took a couple of shots that were beyond 25 feet.
Yeah. Well, and that's something she didn't do Thursday night, but I mean, yep, this is a rivalry game. This is one, and sometimes your adrenaline gets going a little bit more in a game like this. I expect to see Minster's offense be a little more productive in the second half, but they have not seen that half-court trap yet. They need to be prepared for that.
That's a very good point. It may emerge here after the halftime break. That is our report here at intermission. It's Fort Lormey 21, Minster 10. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormey on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormey played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormey.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormey.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. We're the masked announcers here at Fort Lormey for this excellent girls game this afternoon. Fort Lormey playing superbly in that second period. When you stop and think that Minster once led 6-2 after the first 3.5 minutes, since that point in time, a 19-4 run by Fort Lormey over the last quarter and a half of that first half. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since our start on scoresbroadcast.com. 15 years ago this January, LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And today we highlight a couple players, one from each team. For Minster, it's Janae Hoing, a senior. She is a 3.5 GPA student, daughter of John and Sherry, active in FFA, Youth Leadership Association, the Dirt Garden Club. At church, she is in Eucharistic ministry.
She'll study at Finley and pursue early childhood development. Caitlin Gasson of Fort Loramie, recognized here today by LaCalle Equipment. She's a senior, also a 3.5 GPA student, daughter of Chad and Carolyn. Cross-country, Spanish, mathletes, yearbook. She'll study business at Bowling Green. Caitlin Gasson, Janae Hoyne, recognized by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCalle supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Locally, LaCalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
The holidays are terrific, but also hectic. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holidays. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year, and then Osgood Bank will enter you for a chance to win $2,500. Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Thanks to Osgood Bank, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Underway to start the third quarter. Quick turnover committed by each club. A travel by Minster. 20 seconds gone, still 21-10. Fort Loramie by 11 over Minster as we launch play here in the third quarter.
Well, the Loramie girls have to understand that Minster, when they run that back screen, Minster has seen it forever, and they've got athletes to stop it. So they you just can't throw it rotely. You've got to make sure it's there.
What you're saying is, Chuck, these two clubs know the other like a book.
Exactly.
Here's Jaden Putoff behind the arc for Fort Loramie. High archer, short. Rebound, Ivy Wolf. One-on-one against Caitlin Gasson. Ivy with a great wraparound behind the back pass to Janae Hoing for the finish. Oh, that was magnificent. Here's a steal at midcourt by Janae Hoing. Shoveled to Ivy Wolf. Layup good. Four in a row by Minster, just like that. 21-14 now. Fort Loramie by 7. Ivy Wolf, splendid action out there. Help from her teammates. Minster cuts an 11-point disadvantage to 7. Baseline left. Dana Rose, 15-footer, Fort Loramie. No good. Off the flange. Rebound ricochets to Ella Mesher. Here come the Wildcats. Mesher to our left. Behind the arc to Janae Hoing. Hoing's got it between the rings. Janae, 25 feet away, handoff to Mesher. Mesher gives behind her to Ivy Wolf against Gasson, foul line, tries to post up, twists and turns, and scores it from 8 feet, but took one too many steps. Good call by the referee.
It was a correct call. Yes, it was.
Indeed.
She saw that they had to switch off and had Gasson on her, and she used her strength to get inside, but she shuffled that foot.
We'll tell you all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy here in just a moment. Physical therapist Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle in Fort Loramie has 21 years experience. A good physical therapist like Jim, a good guy to know. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. Caitlin Gasson steps inside the arc, around the screen, and swisheroo.
Good ball movement and a nice jumper that time by Gasson.
Yep. Good looking jump shot by Caitlin Gasson of Fort Loramie. Straight away, Euchre open for Minster. Air balls a three. Fine play by Gasson, who saves it inbounds to teammate Brandewee down to Holscher. Holscher to the rack. Got it for two. And a foul against Minster. Fort Loramie has done that so well, running that break. It doesn't look like when the first pass is made in backcourt that the break is really there, but then the Redskin girls turn on the jets.
Well, and the nice part for them is that they weathered that real quick start by Minster.
Yep. Free throw by Holscher, 3-point play chance. It swirls in and out. Rebound down to Minster. 4 points by Minster to start the second half.
then four by Fort Loramie. Oh, good look on the arc. Coin, outstanding pass down inside to Bryn Oligies for the banker. Here's Fort Loramie beating Mister the other way. All the way to the rim, Brandewee. Might have been a foul. No call.
Wow.
Raked away by Minster. Quickly, Janae Hoing down the lane, in the lane. Jump ball called. Well done by the official. Mitz on the ball. That's a jump. Arrow favors Minster. I thought down here to our right, Chuck, Fort Loramie was clobbered.
Oh, she got body. I don't understand how they don't make that call.
Yeah. 4 minutes, 56 seconds to go. Third quarter, Fort Loramie by 9. Timeout called. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about Pinnacle. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie treats knees, shoulders, neck, and back pain, plus bulging discs, even headaches. And Pinnacle accepts most all major insurance plans, including Anthem, Medicare, workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's reference. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy, like at Pinnacle in Fort Loramie, are well worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Pinnacle. 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 937-419-1491, 937-419-1491. Talk to Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He will create a customized program for you. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, keeping you moving forward. Chuck?
Now, I just, they announced, and he said, today's official attendance, 299. Since they're only allowed to have 300 in the gym.
Minster attacking to our left. Steal by Colleen Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Boy, a sleight of hand move by her. She just snatched it away for the Minster player. Brandewee in the right corner, on the top to Gasson. Outside the arc on the left to Holscher. 4:39 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 9. Here's Holscher against Mesher. Here comes the double team. Oldegies is there. What's been ruled? A jump. Fort Loramie keeps it. 25-16. Fort Loramie ahead by 9. Caitlin Gasson triggers. Baseline right. She throws it head of the key to Dana Rose. No look pass for Holscher. It went wild and out of bounds.
She threw that. It was a good thought, but she threw it way too hard.
Right. Little touch on that. It might have worked. 4:27 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie 25, Minster 16. Here comes Janae Hoing, top of the circle for the Minster Wildcats. Gives it up on the play to Ivy Wolf. What's Janae Hoing scored so far, Chuck?
Janae's got 2.
Ball dropped on the arc, picked up by Ivy Wolf. Into the post to Oldegies. Now to Janae, high left. Gasson on her. Janae fakes right, goes left. Holscher picks her up. Good D by Fort Loramie. Minster stymied at the moment. Fort Loramie's defense thwarting Minster. Here's a poke away by Brandewee. Steal. Ball loose in the deck. Another jump. Arrow favoring, I think, Fort Loramie.
No. Minster ball.
No, it's Minster, even though
they had the last held ball. There's been 2 held balls in it.
And even though I was following the hands of the people at the scorer's desk, they motioned Fort Loramie ball. Maybe the Redskins were rooting.
Trying to cheat.
No.
No.
9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Minster girls in possession, 3:48 to go, third quarter. Janae Hoing at the timeline, picked up by Caitlin Gasson. Right side pass, Ivy Wolf on the arc. Holscher's got her. Ivy lobbed, left corner, Janae wants to shoot the 3, deflected by Caitlin Gasson. The ball fell way short into the arms of Brandewee. Down to Kara Meyer. Kara gave it up, got it back, threw it to Gasson 30 feet away. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 9. Holscher baseline left, hands to Kara Meyer. What? Moving screen called it.
Yeah, that's what they called. Yeah, that's Clara Gebhardt.
Clara Gebhardt,
yeah.
Hit with the foul.
Now she's coming in.
Substitution Redskins. Rose back on the floor. Kara Meyer back in for Gebhardt. Holscher sits down. 3:20 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie by 9. What have we had in the way of scoring in this period, Chuck?
It is 6-4 Minster.
Halftime tally was 21-10 Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie with that big second quarter outburst, spurted ahead by 11 at the halftime break.
And as Chuck noted, in 5 minutes in the third quarter, 6-4 Minster. Baseline left, it's Ella Mesher, hemmed in. Throws it on the play to Alyssa Niemeyer, who's in. Ball bobbled, picked off by Fort Loramie. One, two, three passes. Layup missed on the play by Kara Meyer. What's been called foul common against Minster on the rebound.
Wow. That was a heck of a pass, and Meyer found herself a little too far under the basket to get it up there.
I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie's missed, what, three darn near point blankers, or this lead could be as much as maybe 15 or 16. Deep right corner, put off, long, high, arching bomb. Good! Jaden put off. Three-pointer, 24-footer. It went 25 in the air.
That's your biggest lead.
A dozen-point advantage for Fort Loramie girls, 28-16 over Minster. Minster's got the firepower to climb right back in this game, that's for sure. Caitlin Gasson, very tenacious defense on the arc. 5 second count against Minster.
I'm going to argue that one a little bit. That didn't look like she was closely guarded. But as a player, you got to see, if you see the referee with his hand going, you know the count's on. You got to think.
Tell you what, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster did not complain.
No, I just didn't think he was close enough.
Right.
She definitely held it for 5 seconds.
Maybe it was 6 feet. Maybe it was the...
that's what they're doing now, the safe distancing. Okay.
It might have been a social distancing non-call. Here's Putoff. Foul line for Fort Loramie. Left side of the court to a teammate. Jump shot to Kara Meyer from 18 feet. Little heavy. Rebound down to Minster. Darting up the floor, Janae Hoing. Oh, she goes hard. Motoring to the rim. Great play by Janae Hoing and a foul on Fort Loramie. Janae Hoing sprinting like a track star. Wow, she darted from behind midcourt, went all the way to the rim, went around two or three white jerseys, laid it in, survived the contact, scored it, and swishes the free one to make it 28-19 in favor of Fort Loramie, which had been ahead by a dozen. Minute 58 to go, third quarter. Baseline right, open player Corinne Heitkamp fades, missed the 15-footer hard. Rebound into the hands of Pohl of Minster. Minster a chance to shave it to 7. Ivy Wolf baseline right. Have not heard from her in several minutes. Now Janae Hoing 25 feet away. Ivy had a good quick 4 to start the second half. Here's Alyssa Niemeyer 25 feet out. She's on the floor now for Minster. Here's the weave to Pohl. Now Hoing on the arc. A minute 20 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 9. Here's Ivy Wolf hopping into the lane. Goes below the rim. Shot it strong. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
Got to grab that rebound. Two people there battled each other. Both of them, unfortunately, were for the Redskins.
That was a shot Ivy Wolf will normally make.
She's going to make 9 out of 10.
No, she managed to zip around a couple of opposing jerseys and got low on the right and just shot it too hard off the window. Minster retains it, though. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie. 1 minute to go, third quarter. 28-19, Fort Loramie. Left side pass, Wolf. On top, Mason Pohl of Minster. Mason hangs on, goes right side to Alyssa Niemeyer. Niemeyer looks for the cutter. Barges into the lane. Goes to Ivy on the arc. Right wing, Janae Hoing. She triggers a long 3. It hit the flange. Kick way out to Gasson. To Rose for Fort Loramie. Redskins defensively survived that possession. Hoing had a good look. Couldn't connect. Dana Rose, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Pitching on the play to a teammate. It's Clara Gebhardt. Clara, a 5'10 senior, coming out to catch is Gasson. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 9, led by 11 at the break. May play for 1. Gebhardt left open. Good look from 16. It rattled out. Rebound Minster, 14 to go in the third. Here comes Ivy Wolf. Big possession here. Wildcats can cut it to 7 or maybe 6 at the end of 3. 5, 4, 3. Ivy Wolf, elbow in the left, running one-hander. Missed it badly. Shot it off the backboard. It grazed iron after kissing off the glass. Great defense against Ivy on her drive from Fort Loramie, which leads by 9 at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused?
Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, which is simulcasting our online coverage. Chuck, that was a Pro Football third quarter, 9-7 Minster.
The defense was good. Both teams ran their offense okay. These games are never real high scoring because both teams play outstanding defense.
Right. Points hard to come by, especially for Minster. Since the first 3 minutes of the game, Minster had 6, 3 minutes in, and over the last, 21 minutes of play, only 13 points for Minster. Fort Loramie starts the fourth quarter. Good look. Fine drive. Kenzie Holscher couldn't finish. Challenge near the rim. Ivy Wolf barrels down the floor. Other way for Minster. She's upended. Blocking foul. Fort Loramie.
She's laughing, too. She knows she tripped over her own feet.
Yep. Yeah, Ivy went down on her own shoelace.
But Loramie on the other end got away with the foul because when Holscher made the move, she hooked her bad. You could see it.
Deep three, left corner. Ivy Wolf got a screen. She'll normally drop that one in. Misfired, though. Rebound for Loramie. Excellent look for Ivy Wolf. Couldn't find the range. Fort Loramie's got the ball high right. Jaden Putoff to Dana Rose. Into Holscher. Got Mesher on her back. Good drive by Holscher. Foul. Mesher over the shoulder. And in the act of shooting, Kenzie is awarded 2. Kenzie went up strong. Formidable move.
Yep.
That drew the 2-shot foul.
Nice drop step and a good entry pass to her.
Yep. Kenzie swish on the free throw. The lead for Fort Loramie is 10, 29-19, 7:15 to go in the fourth. Second shot, Kenzie right there as well. And Fort Loramie has restored its halftime bulge of 11. It's 30-19, Redskins, 7 minutes to go in this game. Outside the arc on the left for Minster. Ball being handled on the play by Corinne Myron. Oh, she's hemmed in at the elbow. Gets rid of it to Ivy Wolf straight away. Long, high-arching three ball. Wow. Didn't hit the rim. Wide left. That was cockeyed. Fort Loramie's defense doing a job on Minster. And now Minster's defense doing a job on Fort Loramie. Steal by Mesher. Backcourt to Janae Hoing. Hoing strides up. Head of the key. Zips a pass down inside for Oldegies, busted up on the play by Fort Loramie, rolling is the ball to midcourt, and Minster scoops it up. 6:26 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie by 11. Here's Janae Hoing inside to Ivy Wolf. Post-up move, shovel shot. Underneath Holscher, left it short. Good defense. Quick break down the floor, Fort Loramie. Loose ball at the baseline. Let's see, we've got a jump. Arrow favors Minster. Chuck, Ivy Wolf has been forced into taking some shots. She normally doesn't take. These are not in her usual routine.
No, I mean, she doesn't normally have a six-footer with a wingspan of about a 6'3 girl guarding her.
You're right. What do we call Kenzie, the Cobra?
Oh, I'll tell you what, she's an outstanding defender.
Yep, Kenzie Holscher has put the whammy, on Ivy Wolf here today. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Minster outside the arc on the left. It's Janae Hoing lobbing into Oldegies. Pitch to Mesher. Back to Janae. Dropped it. Shot it. Twist it. Three ball. Janae Hoing. Maybe that'll get Minster going. Scoreboard rang up the 3 points for Fort Loramie. 30-22 in favor of the Redskins. Had been 11. Now it's 8. Fort Loramie hustled down the floor and Minster swatted it. off the Fort Loramie mat on the wall at the end.
That should have been, that was getting ready to be 2 points. I'll tell you, Oldegies came in and blocked that from behind. She had a very good defense.
Yes. Savvy, like defensive players. Ivy Wolf with a deflect out of bounds for Minster. 5:36 to go in the fourth. 30-22 in favor of Fort Loramie by 8 over Minster. Minster's had it down to 7, Chuck, on a few occasions this half. I don't think closer.
I don't think so. I think 7 was it.
Right. Here is Gasson, top of the key, high right to Rose. Gasson runs into trouble, squeezed by Hoing and Wolf. Wolf takes it away, down to Janae. Big possession here to cut it to 5 or 6. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Janae Hoing, head of the key, backs up. Gives it to a teammate. That's Ivy Wolf, right flank. She's way out on the court now to Janae, 35 feet away, guarded by Gasson. 5 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie 30, Minster girls 22. Here's Ella Mesher, straight away Oldegies. Minster looking for the cutter. Ivy Wolf, double screen, long three-pointer, way off to the right, barely caught iron. She had a fine look. Fort Loramie garnered the rebound. Down the floor, Colleen Brandewee, straight away it goes to Gaston, and Fort Loramie gets a full break. Time out, Redskins, who lead by 8, 4:41 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, a big key to this game here this afternoon, Fort Loramie's defense on Ivy Wolf, who has just 3 field goals that we're guessing, Chuck. We're not keeping track, but
No better than 3 of 15, maybe 3 as bad as 16 or 17.
Right. Ivy Wolf shooting under 20% in this game because of Fort Loramie's very stingy defense on her. Redskins attack now, 3 team fouls each way. Fort Loramie up 8, big possession. Gasson open behind the foul line. Bingo! 17-footer, nice ball movement, Fort Loramie.
Yep.
The lead swells to 10. 32-22. 4:12 to go, fourth quarter. Starting to get late. Minster needs a burst of points. Here's Janae Hoing down the left side of the lane. Stripped on the play, but a foul. Good call by the referee.
It was. It was just about 3 seconds late. That's why they got a moan.
Yeah.
It was a correct call.
Baseline, left of the rim. Playmaker, Janae Hoing. Kenzie Holscher finding Ivy Wolf. Ball lobbed into Oldegies. The six-footer's got it. Throws to Ivy Wolf, cutting down the lane. Deflected. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Redskins were alert. Near side pass goes to Putoff. Now to Gasson, who will run the show. 3:48 to go. Fort Loramie up 10. Left side wing. Open shooter. Redskins three-pointer. Brandewee off the back heel. Long rebound. Touched out of bounds in the corner by Fort Loramie. And head coach Carlos Siegel says, no, Minster got a hand on it last. Then she shows a little smirk as the official leaves. Maybe she was just trying to get the next call.
I honestly think it was off of Minster, but the two officials that were close to it were both screened out.
Here is Minster possessing the ball to her left. 3:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Baseline right, Janae Hoing, Fort Loramie up 10. Janae behind the backboard is crowded.
flips up a shot that has no chance to go in. She is bailed out by a foul.
Yep. Caitlin just needs to let her shoot that and box her out. She wasn't going to block that shot, and the backboard had a better chance of blocking that shot.
Or maybe a support behind the glass.
Because when you send her right there, she's going to score points on you.
Right. Janae Hoing, swish on the free throw. She and Ivy Wolf, 80% foul shooters. Janae again, up and good. Front rim, backboard down through. The difference in this game, 8 points. Fort Loramie, 32. Minster, 24. Fort Loramie led by 11 at the half. It's not been closer than 7. Outside the arc of the left, it's Jayden Putoff overshooting. Too much muscle on that one. Quick shot, errant one. Rebound, Minster. Chance to cut it to 5 or 6 here. Down to 2:55 to go. Deep left corner, Ivy Wolf. 4, Minster. Goes to the elbow, across the top of the key to Mescher. The 6-footer dribbles, retreats. Dana Rose guards her. Now Ivy Wolf. 2:43 to go in the game. Time of wasting. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's Wolf on the bounce. Holscher guards her. Ivy to the right. Right corner pass into Mescher in the post. Turnaround 8-footer. It bounced off the iron. No good.
That's a good look.
Yes, it was online. Entry to Mescher. Had a fine shot. Didn't score it. Fort Loramie snared the board. Here's Putoff down the floor. 2:18 to go. Fourth quarter. A near steal by Hoing. Hoing on the sideline. Got a piece of it. Was out of bounds. All the way down to 2:16 to go in the fourth. And the way these clubs have played defense, Chuck, I'm not sure that an 8-point deficit can be wiped out. Well, when you got Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing, I guess it can.
It sure can.
Here's Dana Rose, cross-court feed in the lane, twisting and turning. Colleen Brandewey short, but she's grabbed on the arm. Alert look from Dana Rose to Colleen Brandewey. She's at the stripe with 2 to extend the lead back out to 9 or 10 here with 2:12 to go. Colleen makes it.
That is her first point, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't show up in the scorebook, but in the stat right. sheets, she's been terrific.
I call it the double A game all around.
Yeah.
Colleen Brandewey sinks a pair, 34-24. 2 free throws, Colleen Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Colleen, a 5'7 junior, and she will be a star next year for certain. 2 minutes left here in the fourth.
Loramie gone zone now. You got to make sure you find Hoing and Wolf.
Here's Mescher, open foul line, 14-footer off to the left. Might have been deflected slightly, and Fort Loramie's got the loose ball. Gaston in backcourt. Heaves it up to Putoff. Right side, it goes to Brandewey. Redskins in business now, up 10, a minute 42 to go. 4 team fouls on Minster. It's going to take 3 personals here to send Loramie to the stripe. Holscher's got the ball 30 feet away. Guarded out there by Pohl. Holscher drives down the left side. No, that's Corinne Meiring on Holscher. My mistake. Here's Dana Rose with it. A minute 17 to go. Gasson foul line. Left side Rose. Fort Loramie working it, milking the clock, not intending to shoot. Forcing Minster to foul. The Wildcats not doing so at the moment. And head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Fort Loramie's got Minster in deep trouble now. 10-point game, 64 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our array of underwriting sponsors. Again, we highlight our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, about which we spoke at length at the outset of our webcast. Goffney on Michigan Avenue in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, our founding sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com, SecureCom in Minster, online, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, Minster is fouled twice quickly. The next one sends Fort Loramie to the stripe. Here's Holscher, baseline left, drives. She's got an opening, rim the three-footer. She'd love to have that one back.
Wow.
10-point deficit facing Minster, 36 seconds to go. Beautiful baseline maneuvering by Holscher. The cripple right below the iron just rimmed right out. Here's Janae Hoying on the bounce around one player, two to the rim. Can't convert, but a foul. 25 seconds to go. 34-24 Fort Loramie, and Chuck, it has been Fort Loramie's defense which has told the tale here today.
You can hold this Minster team to 24 points. You've played some defense.
Free throw, Janae Hoying, rims, and stays in.
Usually if you can hold Ivy Wolf to 24 points, you've done a good job.
And Fort Loramie's done a good job against Ivy Wolf in her career. She's averaging in the low teens.
She has six today.
Half of what she normally would get against Fort Loramie. And the six is 19 below her per game average in two contests so far this year, 30 and 20. Foul backcourt, Minster, 34-26. Fort Loramie by eight. 23 seconds to go here in this game. Fort Loramie led by 11 at the half. Minster never got closer than seven. It has been between seven and double digits the entire third and fourth quarters. 1-1, Dana Rose, swish. 35-26, Fort Loramie. Second shot here for Dana. Head coach Carlos Siegel sends the other four players to midcourt. Foul shot, Dana Rose, yes. 10-point game, 36-26. Here's Ivy Wolf, high left, picked up by Holscher. Outside the arc, Janae Hoying, down to 13, 12, 11, ball kicked by Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has thrown a web of white jerseys all over this Minster offense this afternoon. And the Wildcats have been tied up in knots. Here is Mesher, baseline left on the arc to Wolf. Dribbles around one player, another in the lane. Forces up a shovel shot, and it rolls around and comes off. That was a real difficult one to make in a horse when you're not even guarded. She got it on the backboard. The rim wouldn't go down. She can't be, Chuck, any better than 3 for 20. There's no way.
She's not shot the ball well tonight. And give credit to the length and the defensive prowess of Holscher and the other girls who were inside when she would make the turn.
Yep, the ball was batted out of bounds by Minster after the miss by Ivy Wolf. And Fort Loramie inbounds, dribbles twice. The final couple seconds tick off, and that is it. The Fort Loramie Redskins have turned back the Minster Wildcats 36-26 here today at Fort Loramie. Redskins now go to 7-0, Minster 2-1, having missed four games. I think at least two of those postponements will get made up. One of them is, in fact, on Tuesday when Fort Loramie, or I should say when Minster entertains Salina on Tuesday night at the Minster Gym. Fort Loramie entered the fray today 6-0. Redskins now 7-0 on the year. Fort Loramie 7-0 on the campaign and got the job done today with great defense and parlayed an outstanding second quarter of action into a 10-point win, 36-26.
They outscored them 13-2 in the second quarter and won the game by 10. So that kind of tells you how that went.
Yep.
If you look at the individual scoring, Loramie beat them to death on the boards, 26-17, 5-2 on the offensive board.
both teams handled the ball pretty well. Individual scoring for the Wildcats. Hoeing, only one obviously in with 26 points, only one in double figures. She had 12. Then they got 6 from Wolf, 4 from Bryn Oldegies, and 4 from Ella Mesher. They scored 26 for the game. For Loramie, they were led by Dana Rose with 15. She had 13 of those at the half, 11 of those in the second quarter. They got 6 points out of Holscher. They got 5 from put off. They got 4 each from Karamire and Caitlin Gasson and Colleen Brandon. We hit the 2 free throws there in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Clancy's players of the game for Loramie is going to be Dana Rose, and for Minster it's going to be Janae Hoeing.
Now, Chuck, I'm going to drop in a quick message from Hoeing and Hoeing Builders before we go to Clancy's. I say, if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoeing and Hoeing has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District, offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna on Kettlersville Road. 200 years of experience among the Hoeing and Hoeing current employees. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders has become one of the premier home builders in the region, and we're pleased to promote Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoeing and Hoeing Builders. So many thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And don't forget, big savings all the way up to December 24th at the Jewelry Barn. Everything in the store, all the stock, 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. That's on Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And so many thanks to Superior Aluminum in Rushi and also to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Gratitude to them. Again, Chuck, stars of the game, Janae Hoeing for Minster.
And Dana Rose for the Redskins.
Have good picks. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, so many thanks to new underwriting sponsors, SecureCom in Minster and Osgood Bank. We hope to have, you know, University of Northwestern of Ohio up in Lima on here in the next week or two as well. Final score, 10 points, 36-26 Fort Loramie over Minster. Using that second quarter spurt, the Redskins did to their advantage and held Minster at bay the rest of the way. Emerged an 11-point leader at the halftime break, and it never got below 7, I don't believe, the final two quarters of action.
I don't think it did either. And, you know, I mean, if these teams play 10 times, they're going to be good basketball games.
Yes, yep. Yeah. Minster had possessions, Chuck,
yeah,
to get it to 5 or 6 with a made 3 or 2, but never got it done. Fort Loramie's defense answered the call all day long.
Too much length on the perimeter defensively.
Oh, yeah. Fort Loramie's defense answered the call all day long. That's what I meant to say. So many thanks to our radio listening audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Thank you so much for our scoresbroadcast.com listening audience, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And thanks to those who were watching and listening to us via the NFHS program either through that site or the Fort Loramie Athletics website. You could have been watching today online and hearing Chuck and I as well. A lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up on Tuesday. Getting ahead of myself here. It's St. Henry at the Fort Loramie boys. Tuesday night, Fort Loramie tries to rebound after two losses in a row. Tuesday and last night, dropping games to Anna and Botkins in the Shelby County League. Tough stretch for head coach Corey Britton's team, which is trying to shake off injuries. They're on the road tonight at New Bremen, and then host St. Henry on Tuesday. Webcast starts at 7, tip-off 7:30. For our radio audience, our online audience, for our YouTube video online audience, Jack Kramer for Chuck McBee saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie High School, where the Redskins have defeated the Minster girls 36-26.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.